independent as well as not-for-profit, and you're listening to Talk Jive Radio on talkjive.org. We're the station where Indigenous Peoples Day is celebrated 365 days a year, 24/7. I'm JT, your host, and this show is called The Power Chord. Yes, my friends, The Power Chord, where we play all things metal. And welcome to the last week of May of 2021. This is the 77th airing of The Power Chord, where we play all things metal. And that metal you are rocking out to there in the intro, that is none other than my man Ace Frehley, back from his Kiss days. That was one of the studio tracks on the live album, the Alive 2 album, that is, specifically. One of my favorite Kiss albums. In fact, probably, I would have to say, if it's not my favorite, it's probably one of the top two or three, because I've owned that record, you know, all my life. And, well, I did own it, and something happened to it, but I've got copies. However, my original vinyl copy, yes, I will never know what happened to it, because it's in the hands of somebody else, or it was destroyed. I don't know which. Either way, I got another copy, and I can still enjoy it. I can still enjoy that live album that I have enjoyed since I was a child. And yeah, it's a great album. It's a great live album, because it doesn't contain any tracks from the first three albums. You know, they did a Kiss Alive, and Alive 2 was the other albums, the next three albums that they were doing back in the heyday of the 70s. You know, they were one of the biggest bands, if not the biggest band in the world back then. But if you're not familiar with any of the Kiss Alive albums, you've either been under a rock or you've just been ignoring them, because they are great albums. You know, these guys did a great job of creating them, you know, kind of doing some little overdubs. And people speculated over the years if they had done some, you know, musically cosmetic stuff, touching them up, kind of overdubbing on some mistakes and whatnot. But, you know, it's all good. It's a great sounding album. And on Alive 2, they put some studio tracks there, which I think a majority of them were played by Bob Kulick. You know, it's been well documented. But anyway, great album. Get yourself a copy and enjoy it, as I have all these years. Anyway, again, this is the 72nd airing of The Power Chord. And we've got a great show here tonight. We're going to end with the month of May, and we'll be in the month of June next week. So enjoy this one. Enjoy the last week of May and into Memorial Day weekend. Yes, Memorial Day weekend, where people tend to forget what that weekend is for. That weekend is for remembering people who are no longer here. And I think that's always forgotten. People think, oh, the lake, oh, barbecue, you know, drinking beer, which I don't, but it's cool if anybody else does. But, you know, they think that's all it's for. They think of Memorial Day for those kinds of things. And that's not really what it's supposed to be for. I mean, yes, enjoy yourself with those things, because it's been a long tradition of doing that. But also remember why Memorial Day was created. It was created to remember people, loved ones, anybody who is not here, whether it's fallen soldiers, just really lost loved ones, you know, in your life. So just kind of keep that in mind. And with that in mind, I also want to encourage you to continue to social distance, wear your mask, and perform all the cleanliness measures that the CDC and health departments are all requiring and trying to continue to this day. You know, I know a lot of the mask mandates have been lifted, but I encourage you to continue to wear your mask. You know, it's just the right thing to do until we get single digit to zero cases. You know, that's what I'm going to do. But, you know, those mandates are there, and all the politicians are doing what they can to please all their constituents. So you do whatever you want, but I encourage you to keep wearing it as much as possible. You know, we had a very low to very, you know, almost nil flu season. I know people have gotten it, but because we were wearing these masks for so much of the COVID restrictions, I don't think very many people got the flu, if at all. But anyway, just kind of a little side fact there. Anyway, we got a great show here tonight. We're going to do a lot of just jumping around. No theme really, but unfortunately, I have to talk about the elephant in the room. kind of rhymes with Ellefson, if you know what I mean, all you Megadeth fans. Yes, the unfortunate incident of them parting ways with Dave Ellefson. The band Megadeth has officially parted ways with Dave Ellefson, longtime bassist, one of the co-founders of Megadeth. I go pretty far back with them, you know, from the days that, you know, Mustaine parted ways with them, where they fired him, actually. He didn't part ways with them. He didn't want to give up that. They fired him, and that's what he did to Dave Ellefson. And, you know, there's tidbits of information here and there. There's speculation. There's accusations. It's all a mess, but it's also pretty sad. You know, it's pretty sad because you, as a musician and a longtime fan of a band, you hate to see that happen. But these people in bands, they're exactly that. They're people too. So unfortunately, sometimes they have to make these hard decisions, you know, to continue as they know to, you know, entertain the fans with their music. So this was a decision they had to make. And it didn't sound like it was a very difficult one, because I know there was some friction going on from the past, especially since I think it was 2002 when Mustaine had to officially break the band up before reforming it a couple years later. But he had to do that for medical reasons, so can't fault him for that. However, we'll talk about that a little bit. We'll talk a little bit about Anthrax too. Obviously, we'll play some of their music, and we'll be playing a lot of great metal tonight. But let's go ahead and get the show started with them boys from Japan, from the Empire of Japan, as it was formerly known. This is Loudness. And, you know, I just want to always say this, give a little shout out to the fans of Japan, metal fans in Japan. They are some of the greatest fans. And, you know, it's really no wonder why a lot of bands, they like to release albums, versions of albums and singles in Japan, because, you know, they're really great fans. They're loyal, and a lot of great musicians have come out of Japan as well. So let's go ahead and get this show started off with Let It Go. This is Loudness. Remember, we are Indigenous and Independent. Here we go, the 72nd airing of the Power Chord. I am pressing play now.